You can count Scott Walker himself among those shocked by his victory.
Yes, I was. I'd actually written the whole thing off, had decided to go back to my gardens business today, and I cleaned out my car and got rid of all the signs, everything involved with the campaign.
Instead, Walker will need to put up more signs after grabbing 53% of the vote and topping Lee Murphy by just over 2,200 votes to take the GOP's spot on the November U.S. House ballot. It's quite a turnaround from 2 years ago when Walker ran for U.S. House as a Democrat, only garnered about 3,100 votes total, and finished fifth in a six-person primary. Walker says he doesn't believe his switch to the GOP column this time around is a disingenuous move.
I'm an individual. I happen to be running as a Republican. I think my ideas are a little bit more in line with Republicans, but I value a lot of the Democratic ideas.
Walker says he intends to focus on the economy and education as he tries to unseat incumbent Congresswoman Democrat Lisa Blunt Rochester. Tom Byrne, Delaware Public Media.